Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Oh, good morning, Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Laura Stiles, how are you?
I am okay. I'm just dealing with a sick kid, so all parents know when your kid's sick, it's
it's a pain.
It's a pain. Yeah,
because they're miserable.
Had a little fever. Yeah. So I had a rough night waking up, making sure, she's complaining in her sleep. So I'm just making sure she's good, you know?
Wow. Little Wednesday.
One of those. Yeah, one of those.
I'm going to have a long morning today. I lost a friend yesterday. I found out I was doing my other show, and I got a text message from someone, and they kind of realized after they initially said something, they didn't say what happened. They kind of just asked if me and a couple other friends heard. And then when I was like, what's up? They were like, call me. And I texted him on the side. He's like, hey, it can wait till after the show, right? So I assumed, maybe he was overstating, when he sounded concerned, maybe it really wasn't a big deal. But then someone else texted and was like, yo, you heard, I'm sorry. And so I called during a commercial, and I walked off the show, and it's weird going back to our job when you're in the middle of mourning the loss of someone. It feels weird to go back to shenanigans,
Of course.
Feels like
I think that's the toughest part of our job, that sometimes we get news that we're like, we can't Uber react, because we have to be, we have a job to do. So that's one of the tough parts, but
and like human. even if I can kind of separate it, it feels disrespectful almost. You know what I mean? Like to be like, let's do Whitish Wednesday today. And man, over the years I've gotten used to kind of hearing these things. There've been so many. But this is a friend who is such a lovely, wonderful guy, and I would give more information, but I don't know who knows and what's public or not. But he apparently had a flat tire and pulled over to the side of the road and was in his car, but off the road. He was completely pulled off the road, and somehow someone still came along and hit him, and he was killed.
Wow.
Ugh.
This was on,
horrible,
on the turnpike.
New Jersey Turnpike?
Yeah, on the Jersey Turnpike. He was a wonderful, I know everyone says that, but man, a wonderful, vibrant, loving guy. And it's a loss, but I'm happy that I had one of those weird nights of sleep, where the whole night you're kind of thinking while sleeping.
Yeah.
Never really sleeping. So I'm kind of happy that it's over, actually, to be up and hang with you guys. So we're gonna have a good time today and do some fun things. And Ebro Baby Watch continues into day 3 or 4.
Yeah, we really don't know what's happening.
The people will be updated when the old man is ready for said update, I suppose.
Right.
But
you see
in the meantime,
how life is, the circle of life right there? You just put it all in one conversation.
Bro, believe me, it was on my mind. I'm like, man, I'm about to know a new person for the rest of my life, and I lost someone who's been a big part of my life. It's life's crazy, bro.
Life's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Blessings to your brethren and to you and everybody who's going to have to put push through this, you know?
Thank you, man. I truly appreciate it. I really, really do. All right, let's get into some shenanigans, though. Laura Styles, play some Laura Never Loses. What are we giving away today, Laura?
We got tickets to see Fabio Foreign live at the Brooklyn Paramount on Saturday, May 18th for the Pain and Love 2 tour.
Hello.
Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but we got Allison and Jonathan on the line.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Allison.
Sorry for your loss, by the way.
Thanks, Allison. Appreciate you. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually a full-time nanny. I take care of kids, but I also just experienced a very traumatic loss. Wow. And you should never apologize for... You know, like, you're a person. You're right. Not, you know, like, you can't just go in and hear something like that and then expect to go back. You're a human being, and don't ever think for a second that like, you're not doing a service to the person or feel guilty. You're a human, and if you need to say, listen, I'm taking time off, like, you do that. But, you know, like, nobody ever would, you know, blame you. In a million years, unless they're, you know, like the biggest jerk for
mourning
something like that.
And we're sorry.
Don't ever feel bad.
Sorry that you're experiencing that as well. I'm sure many people listening are as well. Unfortunately, as we get older, these things.
We all do, you know. Exactly. Yeah,
like we're just walking through a minefield every day of life. It seems like that you get older, hoping to avoid bad news.
Unfortunately, you know, things get easier. But
yeah, who else we got, Laura?
We got,
hold on 1 sec, Allison.
Jonathan.
Hello, hello. How you doing,
John? Hi, John, Jonathan. What's popping?
Not much. On my way to work. And sorry for your loss, bro. It's tough. I lost my aunt last week.
Man.
But
I'm sorry to hear that, Jonathan.
We're death in the air. But, you know, we're all pushing forward. That's all.
Yo, look how positive our little community is, Laura.
I know. You see?
It's lovely.
Well,
it's lovely.
We're here for you.
Well, Allison, who do you want to represent you today, Laura or myself?
I like Laura.
That's a very smart decision. We're going to put you guys on hold. No, please don't be sorry.
Allison, me and you.
We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Johnny has the questions.
Question.
Tickets for Fabio Foreign on the line. It's time to play a little Laura.
Right.
Never loses.
Right here we go. Who did Beyonce's producer hint she may do, Laura?
Oh, I didn't hear this.
I didn't hear this.
3, 2,
a movie?
1. And who did Beyonce's producer hint she may do a country song with?
Taylor Swift?
That's what happened.
Uh-oh.
I guess.
Which company slogan is "You're in good hands"?
Twitter.
Laura.
Rosenberg.
Allstate.
Oh,
Allstate. That's a fact. Which movie trailer broke the record for most views?
Laura.
Rosenberg.
Which movie trailer broke the record for most?
3. 2.
I can't remember. I
1. And time's up. Laura Styles for most views in a 24-hour period.
I think it was the Deadpool. No?
Yeah, that's half an answer. We'll have to come back to that. It's not the full answer. In the Catholic Church, the Bishop of Rome is more commonly known, Rosenberg.
The Pope?
Pope is correct.
Yes.
Rosenberg wins.
Yes.
Oh.
Sorry, Allison.
Sorry,
you're so
Allison.
Sweet.
Sorry.
I appreciate you.
I'm happy for all of you.
Allison is so positive.
I know.
He really is.
So the answer to that other one was Deadpool and Wolverine. I don't know if you were supposed to say both. Or, you know,
she
what
was.
I mean?
Yeah, that's a tough one. All right, hold on, Allison.
Everybody's gonna have to reevaluate that one.
All right, Allison, you gotta.
I'm just kidding.
Hold on.
All right. Thank you, Allison. Jonathan, hold tight. We got you some tickets to Fabio Foreign. Laura, what is coming up in the flashing lights?
So coming up in the flashing lights, there's been a lot of talk and confusion over this. But, you know, Cameron was just ordered to pay $50,000 in fines after using his own iconic pink fur photo without permission. People are like, but it's him. I get it, but we'll talk about it coming up, Flash and Lane.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashlights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Lauren Styles can put us on.
Cameron was fined $50,000 for using his iconic picture of himself rocking the pink fur coat without permission from the photographer. So, you know, a lot of people were like, I don't understand. It's his photo. It's been part of pop culture for several years. All that is true. But the judge that ruled that Cam committed copyright infringement by using his picture as he pleased, despite not owning it, noted that for years, you know, yes, the iconic photo has been used for merchandise and stuff like that, but the photographer, Jamila Cochran, who owns the photo, decided to sue in April of last year. So, and thanks to the ruling, Cameron must now pay her $51,000. So, I mean... at the end of the day, guys, it's a photo that we all love, but he doesn't own it. And I know it's a picture of himself, but that's not how photography works.
Yeah. We've been over this many times now. I feel like people got to start learning, like photographers. And now I'm going to sound a little like a photographer's husband, but like, photographers aren't just people who hold a camera and you just get whatever they do. That's just not, it's not how it works. I love Cam. I'm sure it's annoying. Totally get it. But the thing is, these deals, you got to have it in place that these people, if you're going to use it, it's going to become this iconic photo, and they took the photo, they got to get a piece of that too, no?
Of course. If you want to use the photo to make money, you have to consult with the photographer.
I mean, I have to imagine Cam would feel the same way if someone sampled one of his records and he didn't get paid for it.
Yeah. From what I was reading from another photographer, too, Danny Hastings, Laura Stiles.
Right, right.
Love Danny Hastings.
He was saying that both parties own the property once the picture is taken, and they both need permission. So though Cameron may feel like it's his photo, you know, it's a partnership. So you can't just take it and run with it and not give the photographer their just due.
And nor can the photographer do the same.
Right. It's a partnership.
Yeah, man. So just to clear up the business side of it, it's important to know what you're getting yourself into before you use, you know, any intellectual or artistic property that doesn't belong to you. That's your Flash and Lights report.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the Flash Lights? Lauren Styles can put us on.
WQHD FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you right now, getting older is you listen, the great Jay-Z once said, the only thing worse than getting old is not getting old. But at the same time, getting old is very much,
LLJ Cool J.
I mean, it's crazy. The amount of, as you get older, Laura, the amount of bad things you're just hoping to avoid happening in your life on a daily basis to you or someone you love. Yo, bro, it's crazy. And I mean, I guess everybody has their moments in life when more bad things happen or less bad things happen. You know, hopefully you have at least some periods where it's less. Because every once in a while, Shawnee, you know, you meet someone who they've had so many bad things happen that it kind of ends up defining who they are. Like they're kind of,
yeah,
they're they can't, and I'm not knocking them. It happens.
Being accident prone or just like clumsy.
Yeah, like you know, my life is always just. And then once you start living that way, it kind of starts begetting more of it.
Yeah,
to happen. But man, I've just over the last 10 or something. Honestly, it feels like ever since my ex brother in law was killed, which is now 13 years ago. It feels like since that floodgate was opened to tragedy, I've had like so many, I don't want to say the word mini versions of it, because obviously every loss is tragic, but in terms of the closeness to me, some variation.
Right.
To where you get to a point where sometimes like you don't even feel like you're mourning the news right. Like you hear it and you're like,
yeah, you get numb.
You get numb. So I talked to a friend last night. So early in the show, I said, guys, that I lost someone last night or 2 nights ago in a tragic accident. I found out yesterday. I was talking to a mutual friend who's closer with the person who passed. Like, they were very, very close. And he had told me he had never been through anything like this. And he's close to my age. And I said, listen, he said, I don't know what to do.
He said, been through losing somebody kind of that's loss. Close.
Like a shocking loss of like a young person.
Got you.
You know what I mean? Like I'm sure they've had grandparents pass away. Mm-hmm. But with all due respect, those are heartbreaking moments. But that phone call when it's someone who was not supposed to be anywhere near dying is a different kind of animal.
Yeah.
It's a shock that hits you in a different way. Mm-hmm. And he was saying he didn't know what to do. And I was like, listen, I just suggest... Because it didn't sound like he'd broken down yet. I was like, I suggest that you just allow yourself to feel it right now. Like, don't hold back whatever's hitting you. Let it run through you. Because you will get to a point, if you push it aside, where you kind of won't mourn it. And it'll always kind of just sit there as something that hurts you, but you never, you know, let go of.
Yeah.
And I think men have a tendency, especially he's a dad, too. He has a bunch of kids. A tendency to be like, oh, let me button it up. I got to button it up real quick. And I don't know, man. I feel like that's bad for us. I'm no psychiatrist, but I feel like we got to let that thing go.
No, you're right.
I mean, dealing with the loss of anybody close to you is just, it's hard to deal with at any age. I mean, it's a blessing that he even had to wait this long. In, you know, fact. Not to say it like that, you know what I mean?
That's
cool. This dude is in his 30s and 40s, and this is the first time he's had somebody young pass next to him.
Unexpectedly, is, you know.
Yeah, because a lot of us have been numb since 12 and 13 years old, you know, so it's definitely rough, and expressing your emotions is never a sign of weakness. You know, take a moment to yourself and cry if you have to, you know.
I'm going to take it a step further than that. You have to. Like I really good can't morning. Imagine a world, right? Like in which you truly lost someone you love, and the crying part doesn't have to be there. You know what I mean? Like, because the idea that you wouldn't have, if you, when you experience a real loss, that feeling of wanting to cry is going to hit you.
Sure.
It's a matter of whether you decide to swallow it down or let it go. And I think it's important that when it's close to the moment, you kind of. I've had times when I didn't. And then I ended up being like, I want that feeling back. I feel like I need to let that go. I miss this person.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, but I'm telling you, I have another good friend who just a few weeks ago, 2 months ago, we had dinner together, chilling. Yeah, he was having a great time. New job, one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
New job, chilling. He was up here for work. We got to like really like, you know, have, it was a business trip. So we went out for drinks. Like, he's like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, got a new job. Yo, bro, 2-3 weeks later, his wife gets a bad mammogram. Now, thank God everything's gonna be okay. But she just had a double mastectomy. And the last, all of a sudden, from that day we're hanging out and everything's good, the last 6 weeks have been every waking moment trying to make sure that his wife is okay because she has breast cancer. And it's like, it is crazy,
man. It was
all
good just 2 weeks ago.
What? And that's what I'm saying. Life is, as you get older, it becomes a minefield, man. And you're just hoping that you don't step on one of the mines. And I'll tell you right now, If you don't understand how real it can be and you're not appreciating life every day, and that's to all of us, if we're not appreciating life each and every day that we wake up, I got to hit us with this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
You didn't think we'd get there, did you? You didn't know how I was going to get. You didn't know how I'd get from felt, that dark a subject.
I felt you, bringing the circle full around. You know what I'm saying? Full circle, making it full circle.
Long circle. We got here.
But it's real out here. Give thanks every day, bro. I'm with you.
But sometimes it's hard to, man. Sometimes we get used to it. We complain about the dumbest things. I worry about the dumbest things. I get upset about the dumbest things, man. And, like, we only get this ride once.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. You never know when it's going to end.
But it's going to end. So you got to realize that it's not that deep. But the other flip side of it is that you never realize when it's going to end. But guess what? It's going to end.
It's going to end.
It's not that deep, too. Like,
no,
so,
that's,
but, I mean,
but some things that get you annoyed, you got to think about it. You're like, but at the end of the day,
everything changes. And this is one of them.
Living is one of them.
Right.
Yeah.
No, Cass, you're right. And even to the point that, like, we spend a lot of time, and I think it's important, we spend a lot of time preaching health on this show. And health is wealth. It's super important, and it's great. It's the most important. But even that, every once in a while, I'm like, man, you also got to let your guard down and have a moment. Because I'll tell you what, right now, the two people that I know, my man who just passed away, yo, my man was in perfect health. I mean, a picture of health. And all of a sudden, is gone. My other friend who recently got a cancer diagnosis, such a healthy person with everything that they put in their body. And you still don't know what the hell is going to happen.
Got it. So you're telling me to spend all my money and go buy a Porsche.
See, I'm not saying that.
I mean, okay. You know, hey.
Okay. By the way, I'm not saying that, but Cash, okay. But I'm not saying that either, depending on how you live your life.
It's balance. It's just balance. That's it. That's all. You just got to balance it out. You should always treat yourself every now and then.
I'm
going to
call No Company Motors right now.
Hold on. But for the most part, you know what I mean? Just balance. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're Laura's man, she needs to use the reverse. And when he's like, hey, I need to buy this $2,000 Cameron shirt, she has to be like, well, no, babe, you already have one. By the way, speaking of Cameron, Laura did the story earlier on Flash and Lights Report about Cam's situation with the iconic photo in the pink fur that he has to share with the photographer. Did you know, though, that simultaneously while Cam is having to pay $50,000 to the photographer who half owned that photo, as we speak, Fashion Nova Men is selling unauthorized Dipset material for $37.99 as we speak.
Oh my god!
Hit the button, Johnny.
Them.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, these
unauthorized.
Yo, these companies, the amount of them that will just straight up sell someone's logo for money and just hope they don't get caught is crazy.
There was a big conversation I saw yesterday online. This designer who is like, you know, she's up and coming, and all of a sudden, like, her dresses are just being ripped. Like, literally, from next day, they're able to produce, like, this cheap copy of it. And, of course, most people are like, I'll take the $35 one instead of the $200 one. Thank you. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So designers are, like, frustrated. They're here trying to make a living. And then fast fashion just comes and just bootleg.
And speaking of fast fashion, is it messed up and too soon if we give it to the security guard at the Gucci in Soho?
What happened?
I mean, it's not his fault, but they ran up in the Gucci store a few days ago.
Oh.
And they just cleared off the shelves. And it's just a reminder that 9 times out of 10, God bless security, but they're really just there to open the door.
They're doormen.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know if I would give him the bun. The only reason I'm saying is because he's like, I'm not going to lose over a bag.
No. You know the button, Laura, is? If you think that most security that you see out is more than just a door opener and a flashlight, I got this button for you right here.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because there are people who are going to be mad, like, wait a second. No one, the security guy didn't do anything. They ran up in the Gucci in Soho with guns. No, that security guard is not fighting back. Right. Are you?
But I mean,
for $18 an hour?
Does the button go to the people who think that the person wearing a security outfit is actual security? Or is a Gucci store supposed to get the button for hiring somebody who just
Johnny,
is a glorified doorman?
But Johnny, even if they had a guy with a gun,
right.
What do you want them? Let's say the people walk in low key.
Right.
So you don't know they have guns. They walk in, and then when they get to like the men's section or whatever, they pull out their guns. Even at that point, do you want the security guard coming back like Bruce Willis with the gun out? Like, yo, let's get into it. Like, okay, you're still screwed. Right.
Yeah. Well, I would think
have a shootout in the store.
Right. Like, well, no. I do agree with you. Yes, you don't want that. But I'm sure that these people that robbed the place probably cased the joint first. Okay. So if you had a real security guard,
they might think,
we shouldn't do this Gucci store because their security looks thorough, which is why people don't just run up in banks easily. So,
well, we could always give it to just all of these stores and major U.S. cities that since COVID have people just running up in, taking iPhones. Like, they just need to have more. Considering all the people that the police like to bother, y'all need to have more police just buy big businesses to keep an eye on things.
Right.
That's what you need.
Right. And security that looks official that may intimidate somebody who's looking to rob your store.
You know what people that go to the Gucci store don't want?
What?
Armed-looking security.
Yeah,
they want to feel secure. They also don't want to get robbed and lay on the floor.
This is a different type of people, Shawnee. They don't want to.
But guess what else they don't want? They also don't want this button right here.
Facts.
Congratulations. You played yourself. Congratulations.
Yo, wow.
You played yourself.
They all get. Everybody gets the button. I don't
play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
I mean, you could even argue that at these fancy stores where, Laura, you know at these stores, they don't put the clothes aren't like snapped into anything. They're just sitting loose.
No. I mean, now they're starting to do these special like wiring through the jackets where you have to have someone come unlock them. But
yeah, but think about how annoying that is.
It's not pleasing. And then luxury stores don't want that. You know, they just don't want that picture. You know what I mean? So
nor do they want the guy who's in there to drop, you know, $4,000 on a T-shirt to be like have to get someone to unhook the jacket. They just want to be able to take it off and throw it on.
Right.
They don't want to be reminded that they're living in the real world where things get stolen.
Yeah. Well, don't get the donut dude to secure your spot. You know what I mean? Get somebody that looks a little
offended. Hey, Shawnee, we've had many donut dudes secure our spot, okay?
Donut dudes? This is true.
All right, DJ John's about to step in the room. He's going to give something away. We got Whitish Wednesday coming up at 8 o'clock. We're all going to have a good time. Whitish Wednesday, the game. Cass 1 got back on the board with a win last week.
Facts.
His first of 2024.
We're going to do two. That. I have two.
Sorry. Laura, second of 2024. Yeah. Laura, are you still winless?
No, I think I am. I'm still winless.
Laura is winless for the year. So Whitish Wednesday goes down at 8 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Did you check on me? Or did you notice me?
Oh, it's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone. Did you check for me? Did you check for you? Did you check?
I mean, we check in. We've been checking. You know what I mean? Have you been drinking more alcohol?
Is that what they say?
The past 5 days. Yeah, that's what the song said. Mm. You didn't know that?
I don't know. I know. I haven't paid attention to the lyrics.
The song is saying, I've been drinking more alcohol in the past 5 days. Have you checked for me? Did you look for me?
Then it says something about my eyes are red and I don't smoke banga.
Yeah, my eyes been red and I don't smoke
it's
banga.
It's pretty depressing, by guys.
It's called People.
Depressing song.
And it's saying, like, you know, check on your friends. You know what I'm saying? I've been in a down position. Did you look for me when I was? Because I need you right now. That's what it is.
I like that. I like that song a lot, and now I don't like it as much. I feel sad.
No, it's an amazing song. Don't feel sad.
It's a sad song.
But it is sad.
It is a sad song, but some sad songs, like the blues, make you feel good. You don't feel like you're alone.
It doesn't make you feel good.
No, the blues, I mean, you know.
No, I know what's going to make me feel good real quick before we get to DJ John. Ayo, Cass, play my country song, man. Just give me a verse of my country song. You want to talk about feeling good, Shawnee? You got to go to the hoedown. You got to pull your Lexus up to that dive bar. You know what I mean?
You got to go to the hoedown.
And, yeah, don't be a... Like Beyonce says, don't be a itch now. Here, play my country song real quick. Number one country song in America, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. First ever by a black woman.
Black.
Thank you, Shawnee.
Yeah, I try.
This ain't Texas.
Woo!
Don't hold them. Hey. So lay our cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Woo! And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. Stick around. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. Woo! It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo!
What a song.
Do you think if Beyonce's ever really been to a dive bar?
You know, it's so funny. I did think about that. Because, like, the lyrics are so, like, nice. Let's go to that dive bar we always thought was nice. And I'm like, when was the last time B was capable of rolling up to the dive bar, play some darts, listen to some tunes with Hove, drink, just order a couple Miller Lights?
I'm sure. I'm sure that Beyonce and Jay on their spare time shut down dive bars and do that.
And is that the same? Can you shut down a dive bar?
They can. Jay and B?
But the whole vibe of the dive bar is just, you know, the random local yokels that are there.
Just going, but
yo, that's it is a great thought. I thought about the same thing, Laura. But I gotta tell you, that song cast,
yeah,
yo, isn't it crazy? It's so dope how much it continues to build almost nonstop as the song goes. It keeps adding more and more and more the whole record.
I'm just glad all the country fans now can enjoy Beyonce as we've enjoyed Beyonce these last decades.
No, and you know what,
Cass, you're right.
More relevant in my life. I'm glad that a lot of people in my life who didn't understand how you could enjoy a good poppy country record can enjoy a good poppy country record. They're fun. They're and by the way, they're soulful.
Hear about this hayride.
This is a different type of hayride. I'm with it.
It's actually, but honestly, it's not really that different type of hayride. It's just not a Beyonce hayride.
It's
just not
Beyonce.
It's a hayride hoedown.
It's a poppy. It's a poppy, soulful. Hey, it reminds me of a great Dixie Chicks record. It feels exactly like the Dixie Chicks songs that I like. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's like it's Johnny. It's not true hayride. I mean, we're not all the way down on the hayride.
That's right. That's why I would get on this hayride because
you get on this. It's nice. They have like there's air conditioning. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? There's pretty women.
Right.
You know, and it's a hayride, but it's different. It's like hey,
it's a different. Right. You know? Different. It's like hey, what's good?
It's the same hayride for me.
It's hey, what's good?
I'm good. I'm chilling off the hayride.
Wait, but Cass, you don't like this hayride?
I'm not a hayride type of guy.
But if it's Beyonce on there.
I don't care who it is.
You know Kelly going to be on there?
He's not going to
roll now.
That's cool. Yeah, they can have fun. I'll see you guys later.
If Kelly on there, I'm rolling.
All right, well, I'm going to have to play a couple of hayride songs today Whitish Wednesday. Watch out, Cass One. All right. Let's speaking of Beyonce, another great, a worldwide icon. His name is DJ John.
Johnny.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. DJ John.
Johnny.
Hi, John.
Hello.
DJ John.
Thank you for those kind words. Hello, everybody.
DJ.
Hi, John.
Hello, people. Hello, kids. Hello, everyone in the car. Hello, if you're streaming. Hello, everybody.
Wow. So nice, John. How you doing today? Everything good?
I'm feeling good, man.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Good. All right.
I'm excited for the gifts I'm getting this week, so yeah.
What gifts are you getting this week?
I'm getting a nice table from a friend of mine.
Oh, you're talking about the dining room table that I'm giving you?
Yeah. I appreciate the gifts that I get from my friends.
I hope it brings you joy and good use. It's a nice table, but, you know, A table from a previous life, and it was finally time that wife said, you know what? This table had a good run. Let's get something new in here. So
it looks great.
It's a lovely table. You can extend it, John. Host yourself a nice Thanksgiving meal on it.
Let me ask you a couple questions about the table.
Okay.
Did Bear pee on it?
Wow.
This is one item in my house that has no fur or pee on it.
Is any gum Gross. Underneath the table?
Gum underneath the table?
Yeah.
This isn't a desk at Hot 97, okay? This is my dining room table.
Yeah, I want to make sure.
No, man, there's no gum. It's in good shape.
You didn't actually have any little on the table.
That's the question, John.
You know what? That is the better question, John. If there's been any on the table,
you know my ladies listen and the kids in the car.
No, it doesn't feel while it's a sturdy enough table. It doesn't feel like a table you'd be comfortable. All right. Doing that on. All right. I think so. All right. Just go ahead and you put food on it, and you're going to be just fine. Thank All right, you. We have Desiree on the line. What are you giving away, John?
Oh, tickets to We The One Comedy Tour happening March 3rd at the Barclays Center. Mike Epps, Little Duvall, D-Ray Davis, DC Young Fly, and more. Carlos Miller and more. Yeah, happening now.
Two and mores. Wow, it's a lot of and mores.
Of course.
All right.
Desiree?
Hi. All right. Hi, good morning, guys.
Good what morning. Up? Are you ready to stump DJ John?
Yes. I have a question for you, John.
Okay, and please tell me you have the answer too, right? You know the answer.
I do know the answer.
Okay, that's all.
Is this your question or Jason's question? You want to make sure it wasn't Griff's question.
Hush. All right, Desiree. This is all you. Go ahead.
All right, so what is the normal heart rate for a neonate?
Huh?
A normal heart rate for a neonate.
Near knee?
What is that?
A neonate.
A neomate?
Neonate.
What's a neonate? Well, I don't even know what that is, John. Good luck.
I don't know what a neonate.
Guess, John. Here we go.
86.
Yes.
Is heart rate? Heart rate?
I'm sorry?
86? Beats per
minute? That's incorrect.
Oh.
Normal heart rate for a neonate is between like 150 and 160. 165.
What is a neonate?
You didn't know that?
Yeah, what are you saying?
You guys.
A baby. A brand new baby.
Oh, a neonate is a brand new baby.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did not.
I didn't know that because it comes. Think about it. Neonatal. You never heard of that before?
Never.
Oh.
Wow. Oh yeah, but that's not. Best one has a sister that delivers babies. That's he knows. Facts. He knows.
Oh, you're a baby.
Yeah,
a newborn child.
Yeah, that's right. Desiree, congratulations. You go to We Them Ones Comedy Tour. You're going to see Mike Epps, Lil Duval, Chico Bean, DC Young Fly, and all them. Have a great time. All right.
Thank you so much, guys.
Oh, we appreciate you. She brought the neonate. I did not.
Yeah. I know. I had one. I had a neonate, and I was.
I know you had a neonate at some point.
We were all neonates. I thought it was an alien or something.
Neonates.
If Dr. Darden was here, aka Ebro GYN, he would have known.
Absolutely, right. He absolutely would have known.
He would have known, but we don't know these things. All right, Laura, what are we getting into in the Flash and Lights report?
All right, coming up in the Flash and Lights report, Usher and Apple Music just released a short film on the making of the Super Bowl halftime show, and it's really interesting. So I'll let you know who shot and directed it, and we'll cover it all coming up, Flash and Lights.
That plus Whitish Wednesday on the way at 8 o'clock. It's Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg. Cast one, let's get it.
Ain't gang if you let you fly. Ain't bad if you gotta ride. Ain't gang if you let you fly. Ain't bad if you...
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Anita Baker. I mean, bugging. Aretha Franklin.
Aretha. Come on, Sean.
Come on.
All right. Speaking of which, let's get into it. It's time for the Flashing Lights Report.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
You ready for the Flashing Lights? Lauren Styles can put us on.
All right. So Usher and Apple Music released a short film on the making of the Super Bowl halftime show. So it's a 10-minute short film that was directed by Jay-Z and Hamish Hamilton, shot entirely on an iPhone 15 Pro. So the little mini production just gives fans a look at the amount of work that went into the set, rehearsals, studio sessions, the amount of revisions to the set list. It's pretty cool. But I also like the fact that it was just shot like on an iPhone.
Damn, Usher!
So you could watch it now. It's out. But it's a cool little 10-minute, a 10-minute watch. It's dope.
Well, let's see.
That's got to be interesting.
I'm down to see that.
Jay-Z was out there shooting B-roll too with his iPhone.
Oh yeah, he was out there filming. Blue was probably out there. Rumi, Sir, everyone. Now with some time to digest it, where do we think? How highly do we think of this Usher performance? I mean, we all loved it. We all loved it at the time. In fact, Johnny,
yeah,
I was so excited. I was so excited, Sean. You know what it had me saying right after the show? That's
damn,
right.
But
where does it, where do you, like, do you have it, be honest, do you have it above Riri from the year before?
I personally don't, but some people do. This cast, yeah. I don't, but some people, a lot of people do. You'd be surprised.
Johnny,
I don't have it above Rihanna.
Because you love Riri, because you're Navy for life.
I'm Navy, she looks better to me.
She does look better to me too. Facts.
Those floating moving stages was crazy.
Nah, the floating was crazy.
Moving stages were insane. That's what I kept thinking about. Her production was so wild.
And she was with child. Let's not forget.
Yeah, and that's the part I was gonna say. Like, she was so nonchalant and happy looking doing those moves while still being pregnant and like just pulling it off. Just like, I'm here and I'm happy to be here and I'm doing this for y'all. You know what I'm saying? There was a certain energy about her that I still would give
to her. What about you, Laura?
Five,
what about you?
OP, it's definitely top five.
I mean, listen, we're not even willing to. We're
ranking. God.
Okay, but you know I'm Peter Rankenberg. You know.
I know.
You know my cousins. Thank you. You know my cousins Shaba and Cuddy. I'm Peter Rankin. but what about? I'll say this. I liked it better than the Dre, Snoop, Eminem one. As much as I love them and like
yes.
You know, but I think this performance was better.
I mean,
What about Usher versus The Weeknd back in 2021?
I like Usher better than The Weeknd's performance. Even The Weeknd's performance was awesome; it was great. But I enjoyed Usher.
There's a few off top that I put above Usher.
Yeah, I don't know. Ahead. If Usher makes top five.
There's MJ, of course.
Boom.
There's Prince.
But you'd have to really go back. You went back and watched MJ?
MJ. Come on, MJ. Do I really have to go back and watch it?
Right.
MJ.
I mean.
Prince.
Right. Boom.
The year Bruno shut down Beyonce. Oh,
that's not what happened.
Boom.
I don't know. I don't think Bruno was better than Usher.
You had Rihanna.
That's four.
You had Beyonce.
But was Bruno really better than Usher?
That Bruno and Beyonce combination. Remember that year
that
when they were
fire.
I'm talking about that one. I'm talking about the Bruno Beyonce when they both did it together. That was crazy.
That was big.
I mean, I just want to say Bruno's cheating, by the way. You could have Rosenberg and Beyonce, and if you had Beyonce part, everyone's gonna say it was great. So that's cheating.
Yeah, but he did his thing though. So Bruno Beyonce. So that's four.
That's four.
After that it gets hazy for me.
I mean, you gotta throw Janet in the top five.
Janet Justin?
I mean, listen. Who else?
No, when you go look
like that.
I know the whip out's crazy, you know. And Janet's one of my all time favorites. But if you go back and look who was featured, you're gonna be like, do I really want to see them? I don't know.
It wasn't as great, Johnny.
Wasn't it?
Remember that part. You don't remember anything else.
I mean, it kind of trumps everything.
All right, we could all agree that it was better. I think we could all agree that it was better than 2012, which featured LMFAO, Cirque du Soleil.
All right.
Yeah, no. Who are these
people? I think
people?
We could all agree.
Or what about the random 2015? Lenny Kravitz, Missy Elliott, Arizona State Sun Devil Marching Band, and Katy Perry. Yeah, no, Usher was better than that.
Right. All day.
All right, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:03. A high of 41 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
You know why we're the best radio show in America today?
Damn, Usher!
Yeah, because other shows would allow moments like Damn, Usher, and LLJ Cool J to just go on. We don't. They live on this show.
LLJ Cool J.
It's amazing.
White is Wednesday next.
WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot night.
Oh, yeah. You hear that sound. It's another Wednesday. It's White-ish Wednesday. Black History Month edition again. We'll have one more next week, Wednesday, February 28th. Don't forget, of course, there's a Thursday, February 29th this year, Laura Stiles.
Okay.
Okay. We have... Shout out to everyone who's celebrating their birthday for once every 4 years.
Leap year.
Yo, we got to talk to those birthday people that day. We got to talk to leap year babies next Thursday.
For sure.
Like, what do you do? How hard do you go when you only get a true birthday? Your birthday is a cop-out every other year.
Everybody making fun of you. Like, technically, it ain't even your birthday.
Right. Every year, you got to deal with that. Nah, you got to live. You got to live. It should be like your bar mitzvah every 4 years. You know what I mean? That's a rare, rare birthday. So if you haven't been tuning in the last couple weeks, shame on you, because we do a hell of a job. But White-ish Wednesday during Black History Month means there'll always be some sort of tie-in, but the artist may not be white.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
That works for me.
Their name might be white. It may feature a white person, you know, and you always know with White-ish Wednesday, there have always been songs like Hootie and Them that are actually black, but it was white people checking for it, so we play it on White-ish Wednesday. So there'll always be some sort of tie-in, Shawnee, just so you know. Now, Shawnee, you have two wins this year.
Come on now. Come on. Damn, Usher.
I know. Listen. Shawnee's been strong.
You know, and I think it was like back-to-back weeks. When I did it, which makes it feel better. You know what I'm saying?
It was a moment in time.
It was a moment in time. Thank you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Let me do my victory lap.
Yeah, but it's been kind of dry for the last 2 weeks.
I mean,
I won a week after that. And then
why
are
you trying to trip me during my victory lap? Why are you sticking your foot up right now?
I'm just saying.
Why you come through and crush the buildings? Why you come through and crush?
You know what I mean?
You're not putting up a good showing for Black History Month, Shawnee.
Bro, I don't like the way you're talking to me right now.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. And in February of all months, Cass, is not right.
Yeah, saying, it's not
black on black crime right here on the radio. It's not right.
Listen, I won twice this year. We're only in the second month. I'm waving my flag. You know what I'm saying?
As you should, Shawnee. As you should. That's right.
Easy black people.
Yeah, Shawnee, because chip and chup. You know what I mean? This is a victory. All that.
All of it.
Choop. All right, we have Aubrey, we have Hot Rod Rick, we have Nikki. Hey. Queen P is MIA. Actually, P reached out and says that she has some work deadlines,
okay,
so she is unavailable. I don't know. Right. And Queen P had a tough L last week, I believe. Was it last week? I think she had a tough one.
She's been,
maybe she needs a week to regroup, guys. Maybe this is good.
I think that's what it is. Because she, you know, you use her in the clutch because she's been so good. And then she's kind of dropped the ball recently.
So you got the always, you know, ish talking Hot Rod Rick, but then you got the, who's
this
that?
This is Aubrey.
The always ish talking Aubrey. Aubrey, are you here to complain this week about people not picking you enough?
Yeah, you know me. You know me. I'm always ready to complain.
This guy.
By the way, Aubrey on Whitish Wednesday is just like the real Aubrey. You know, doesn't feel appreciated.
Right.
Why doesn't he get the love that he should be getting?
Right. So came back for you.
Did I put out a video? Ayo.
All right. Ayo, Aubrey. All right. We also have Hot Rod Rick. What up, Hot Rod?
Hey, have no fear, bro. You already know Hot Rod Rick is here. What would Hot 97 be without little Hot Rod?
Yeah, exactly. It was just 97 before you came along. That's right. And then put Hot Rod on hold. And then we have the great Nikki. Nikki, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
We are good, Nikki. You ready for action?
Always.
All right. Hold tight, Nikki. See, she's all about right. her business. You know what I mean? She's staying on business.
Staying on business.
All right, guys. It's Whitish Wednesday, the game. Those are your phonophots. It's right. Shawnee Culture. It's right. Cast One. It's Laura Stiles.
Right.
We do not know when Ebro will return from Baby Watch, but at some point he will be back on the program. So don't nobody fear. Have no fear. Ebro and a baby will be here at some point.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Whitish Wednesday, Black History Wild Card Edition.
Is why.
Here we go.
Cast.
Culture.
Cast.
You saw that.
Come on, fam.
Michael Jackson, of course. Of course.
Be specific, though.
What do you mean?
You should be specific if you're going to say. It's that easy. You shouldn't just say.
Well, you want me to say the title, too?
You got it right, but you should say the title of the song.
Beat It.
There you go. Speaking of the Drake video from a couple weeks ago. And Cass, who's the feature that makes it right for Whitish Wednesday?
Oh, that's hard.
Don't disappoint Griff. Don't disappoint Griff.
I don't know. Who is it?
Anybody?
The feature. This song? Yeah. Person in the video or on the actual song?
On the guitar?
Yeah.
On the guitar?
That's right.
Who's on the guitar? It's not Slash, right? Slash was the other one.
What if I said bigger than Slash?
Halfway half.
Who was it? Don't you ever
cover up. Eddie Van Halen, y'all. So when I was listening to that Think Twice Michael Jackson podcast, which was a joy, they were talking about how when Epic tried to get MTV, who had not yet played any black artists, to play Michael, they were like, nah, we don't play R&B. We just play rock. That was like a big controversy at the time. You've probably seen the video moving around on TikTok over the last couple of years of David Bowie sunning the MTV reporter, where he's like, you guys don't seem to play any black artists. Right?
Yeah.
That was a real thing. That was
a crazy clip.
It's a thing that was really happening at that time. MTV was like, no, we play rock. So Epic comes along and says to MTV, you could play this new Michael Jackson, or you could play none of our artists.
Wow, gangster.
So MTV is like, all right, fine. We'll play the Eddie Van Halen song. This song.
Wow.
So they're like, all right, we're gonna give you the Eddie Van Halen song. They're like, all right, fine. Now we'll play it.
And you know what, Rosenberg, why I was hesitant to say the name of the song at first? Because I was like, I don't know if this is a trick. I don't know if Rosenberg's gonna play Weird Al Yankovic.
Ooh, eat it. And here's the part where Eddie solo, he just went completely rogue. Michael just let him go. They just let him shred. So the next day, according to the story, MTV is expecting to get the Beat It. And instead, they send Billie Jean. And they're like, this isn't the Eddie Van Halen song. they're like, nah, you're just going to play this one instead. And then according to the story, they played it and they were like, you know what? What are we doing? We should be playing this. And they played it and that was it. And that's how Michael Jackson, Billie Jean basically broke down the color lines at MTV and then led to Prince and everybody else then getting in. Mm. All right, guys, here we go. Whitish Wednesday, the game. Cast is up 1-0.
All right, let's get it.
R.I.P. Mike. Here we go.
Cast.
Cast.
Laura.
Oh, Laura with the delay. Cast one.
I'm going to go John B., although I know I shouldn't.
That is correct.
Oh! And then don't speak.
Don't talk.
Don't talk.
All right.
Wow.
You can watch our interview with John B. up on the Hot 97 YouTube. Specifically, don't talk to John B. thinking that he didn't actually record the song with Tupac, because he will get mad.
Don't take his credit away.
Who produced this, man?
I don't know. This song's a bop.
Sounds like KG.
Yeah.
It almost does, but I don't think the drums sound like KG.
Okay.
Who is it?
Hold on.
John B.
A word?
All music. All music, John B.
Shouts to John B. Has new music, too. All right, here we go. Whitish Wednesday, the game. 2-0 cast one early.
Cass. I mean, come on, bro.
No.
Took Laura's favorite.
That was me.
No doubt.
Damn it. Cass up three. Laura, I gave that to you.
I know. I said my name. And at my side, I thought I said it first.
You have to be so fast against Cass right now.
Woo, let that breeze, Rosenberg. Yeah, just...
and the last song was Don't Talk. This song, of course, is Don't Speak.
Damn.
Don't talk, don't speak, don't do anything.
Hey, what can I do?
Sean, you're in trouble today.
I know. And Cass is just like...
We used to be together every day.
Young Laura Stiles in her bag. All right, here we go, guys. 3-3-0 cast, though.
Okay.
Scary times right now. Scary hours. You know it was going to be a day for Cass. He's wearing the red and black lumberjack with no hat to match.
No hats to match. That's hard.
Here we go.
All right. Culture.
Laura.
I believe that was culture.
All right.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
I know this one.
Damn.
It's like I want to go with the sample, but I'm going to go with a fight. Because I don't want to mix this up. It's too easy.
You got to get on the board here.
Easy that if you fumble it.
We played this before here.
Yeah, I know.
Sure have. Mm.
But let's go with Hot Rod Rick.
Okay.
He got this.
Rick?
Hello?
Hey, Hot Rod. What do you got for us today?
Oh, yo, Goonie. Yeah. Not for nothing, bro. This one's harder than my new job selling microwave doors, right? Yo, Nana, how you be telling them? Half-fear?
No.
I'm going to just say sky's the limit. I don't know.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I know it,
bro. My Lord.
I already know because yeah, good looking, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean.
That was very.
This is very unfortunate, is what it is.
LLJ, cool.
So wait, did I call my name right after Shawnee? Do I get to go next, or do we have to do this whole thing all over again? I mean, I don't know.
Cast.
I don't know the name of the song, but is it Bobby Caldwell?
It is Bobby Caldwell. Yes. My Flame.
My Flame.
Damn, Laura. Damn.
So wait, how many casts got?
4-0. This is embarrassing, y'all.
This is crazy. Yeah, because you immediately think of Biggie.
Yeah. I only know because of Biggie. How long have you been away? My Flame,
yep.
Oh, how long I can't find the words to say.
Let me down, Hot Rod. You let me down.
And it's unfortunate because he obviously had enough time to hear it. He knew what it was. He just didn't know that one.
Remind myself, oh, I have always cared for you. Do you still love me? Oh, my flame. Some things will never change.
Hard.
Crazy. Straight vibes.
Who did this cast for Biggie?
I don't know.
Who is this?
Well, who took the sample?
No, who produced it? Because KG did the other one. KG did Miss You. But who did Sky's the Limit?
He's running his Google.
I need you to, yeah, I actually feel ashamed that I don't remember who it is.
Oh, let's see who it was. Oh, wow.
Who is it?
We should be all ashamed.
Really?
Yo, it's big ashamed.
Shame?
Shout to the one and only DJ Clark Kent.
Oh,
my God, I was going to say that, too.
It's Clark?
Clark.
Clark did Sky's the Limit,
That's
too?
That's amazing.
Yo, Clark, bro. Yo, you're a G, my G. Yo, that's crazy. That's insane. Wow. He's done a lot of hits, bro. A lot of class. Yo, when I found out Clark Kent was the voice on the beginning of Brooklyn's Finest, it truly blew my mind.
And the chorus.
And the chorus.
Yeah, it's
Jay-Z, Biggie Smalls, your draws.
A word?
You know that's Clark Kent?
Nah.
And he's like embarrassed by it, too. Yeah. Clark's like, oh, nah. Yo, Clark is so Brooklyn. Laura and I were, last time we ran into Clark at an event, I accidentally tried to take a selfie with him, and he literally yelled at me and grabbed my phone. Because he's anti-selfie.
He doesn't do selfies.
He's literally... No, he's Brooklyn old school to the point of it's ridiculous. Damn. I literally was hysterical. If I didn't know Clark, I would have been upset and embarrassed. That's how mad he was. But instead, I just laughed because I'm like, who is this anti-selfie? But that's Brooklyn.
He just wants a regular photo. So I was like, give me your phone.
Yeah, but there's an old school nature of it. Like, he hates the new school nature of the... Although I'm hearing now the selfie is now getting out again with Gen Z.
Is it?
The selfies, just as old people figured out, like, come on now, let's take this selfie. Right. Yeah, I think the kids are not as into it as much.
Mm,
so maybe Clark will hold on long enough so that it'll come on. If you keep this opinion long enough, you'll be right again.
Right. It's like bell bottoms.
It's like, exactly. It's going to come back around.
At some point, yeah.
Anyways, shout to the great Clark Kent. All right, here we go, guys. It is 4-0. 4-0.
This is crazy.
No, what he's doing is disrespectful to all of you right now.
Mm. So crazy.
It's all on the line. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Whitish Wednesday, the game. Here we go.
Culture.
Culture is in.
Come on, B. Wow. Lost Without You.
That is correct.
Okay. Come on, fam.
Okay.
Come on, fam.
Okay.
I didn't want to say his father or him, but Mr. Thick.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
Mr. Thick.
I heard that was Drake's new nickname out here. Okay, I'm sorry again.
Chill.
Yo, chill, son. Big in the crib box.
You know what I'm saying? You see, whenever I get one, the bullets come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. All the sound effects when Shawnee gets it.
Be like, yo.
How you love my body and how I make you feel, babe. You wanna roll with me, you wanna hold with me, you wanna stay warm and get out of the cold with me. I just love to hear you say it.
Is this his biggest record?
No.
Yeah, no, you're forgetting one, Laura.
Forgetting of you.
Oh, Blurred Lines.
Him and Pharrell.
I'm lost without you. Can't help myself.
But this put him on the map.
How does it feel?
Well, this didn't put him on the map. This took him to, like, a very commercial. He had an album before this that people were already messing with.
But it crossed him over to the...
This was like... No, I think you would know. I think his first album was black also.
Yeah,
but this one was just bigger.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, watch.
I saw some of them old joints.
Baby, you're the perfect way.
They was kind of black.
Like,
but this one was the...
This way. I want it that way.
You know what I mean? The other ones wasn't in the crib. This was in the crib.
This was big crib vibes.
Yeah.
But you love me and all my dirty. You wanna roll with me, you wanna hold with me, you wanna make eyes and get Norwegian wood with me. I just love to hear you say it. It makes a man feel good, baby. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you.
I wonder how much he, like, we haven't talked to Robin in a long time. I wonder how much he, like, likes Blurred Lines versus it was super annoying. A, he had the whole lawsuit.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Lawsuit.
That entire lawsuit, which, by the way, I still find to be sort of iffy. But even though it did always remind me of the Marvin Gaye,
of course,
did always give me that.
Yeah.
It still didn't feel like a ripoff to me. But whatever, that's just my ear.
Right.
But also, he also, so you lose the lawsuit, and it, like, changed people's standard of him. He became, like, this very big crossover artist, which I guess was great for his name, but it feels like it was annoying for his career.
Yeah.
It feels like he lost something. He gained something, but it felt like he lost something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Chuck? And then he lost his lady.
Well, I think they lost each other at that point. I feel like they've been going for a long time.
For a while, right?
Yeah, but now he's remarried. He has mad kids with his new wife.
Oh, yeah.
Mad kids. All right, guys, ready? Yeah, he's doing, I think they have two or three, him and his new lady. They've been together like, yo, Shawnee, we're old. They've been together like 10 years, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, here with a whole new family.
If you've been listening to this show for a long time, you remember when I had to apologize to Robin Thicke because I made fun of Paula Patton at the BET Awards.
And now he three kids deep with a new chick.
With a whole new person. It's a lifetime.
We've been around.
All right, guys, here we go.
All right.
Cass has it on the line. Here we go. Here we go. Whitish Wednesday. Whitish Wednesday, the game.
Here we go.
The game.
Culture.
Oh.
I know what this is. Ugh.
I know you know it, Laura. I know you know it. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I know it. Mm-hmm.
You know, Shawnee's phoning a fot here. We know what he's doing.
Yeah, I just couldn't let Cass say his name and throw it.
No, you can't. You can end the whole thing.
And just end it. So
well,
I
usually don't end it on phone a fots.
Yeah, Cass likes to show off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I try.
I'm going to phone a fot.
All right, who you got?
Let's go with Aubrey.
I think Aubrey's got you here. I feel confident about you.
She got it.
She is a hit.
Okay. All right. Shawnee making the right choice coming to me.
All right.
There you go. Right. Here we go, Aubrey.
Talk, Aubrey.
You know. All right. Okay, I'll get to it. Yeah, this is Radiohead, Creep.
That is a fact, Aubrey. That is a fact. Shawnee, it's Radiohead, Creep.
It sounds like I've heard it before.
You definitely have. I mean,
it's super white.
It's white. Oh yeah, I heard this before for sure.
This song is like wearing shorts when it's 49 degrees.
It's white.
This song is like food with no seasoning whatsoever.
It's like ambrosia for dessert. It's wide. But I'm a
creep. It's kind of a bop though.
Yeah.
All right, it's 4-2-0.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Whitish Wednesday.
I'm down 2 phone to 5.
You're done. Finish.
Here we go. Right. Maybe you never know what you're going to know, Shawnee. Have faith in yourself.
I don't mean he's finished. I mean his phone to 5 is finished.
If Shawnee were to come back, if Shawnee were to ever come back from Cass down 4-0, it would be the greatest moment in the history of Wednesday.
We have to be realistic. It would really be Black History Month.
No, it would be Black History. Like,
that would
so
be
much
Black
so,
History.
So much. Cass should consider throwing it just for how good it would be.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Whitish Wednesday, the game.
All right.
Cass.
I knew of the record crackle. Shawnee,
of the crackle?
You know this one, Shawnee?
Bro.
You know this one?
I feel like I do. Yeah.
Now I do.
Yes, I do.
Ah, okay.
I want to
but that's
foul. I want to
wait,
Shawnee,
no, wait.
That's foul that he knew it before off the crackle.
Wait, you know what?
Before he even started.
You know what, though?
You have to.
Yo, Cass may have taken too long. This may be an L for Cass.
It's Eminem, bro.
Chill, man.
We just having fun with it, but it's Eminem, right?
Come on.
I knew that.
Yo, Cass wins again.
Yes, I'm back.
to all the doubters, anybody who thought this year was going to be different. And guess what? It's not.
Damn. We also we send this out to Benzino.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
Oh, Lord.
Who was crying?
Somewhere deep in my heart.
Look. If you had one shot.
I hope you have a lot of
one opportunity.
Culture classic, Shawnee, because we're early.
I got some others.
That's Cash just stunning. We're not even that early, all right? We're on time. Somewhere.
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs.
I forgot to take you guys on any hayrides.
Forgetting what he wrote down, the whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity, oh, there goes gravity.
Yeah, this is one of the ultimate movies that you get caught watching it over and over again when you catch it halfway through on TV. I'm like, all right, let me just get to the battle scene. I got to see the battle scene.
Especially if you catch the battle scene, you're like, oh,
if you catch the battle scene, you're not turning. You're
not turning.
I'm here.
I don't know what the charts say. I don't know what the Billboard numbers say, but this is the biggest Eminem song of all time.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know which pop. They might say it's like I Love the Way You Lie or Real Slim Shady or something or Without Me, but this is the one. If he had to perform one song and they were honoring him, this is the song you play, right?
Lose Yourself, right?
Yeah, this is the one.
Yeah, they'll probably say Stand, but...
You're not performing Stan. Stan's a classic. Stan's a classic. Big rest in peace to the 45 King. Stan's a classic. But this right here.
His grown father from home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose because here goes the cold water. He's don't want him no more. He's cold water. They moved on to the next move. Who flows? He knows, dove, and sold nada. So the soul opera is told and unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on.
Want to hear the most old man rap thing to say?
What's that?
I'll tell you something right now. The artists from this era, they all had a story to tell. But it really does feel that way, right? Like M, 50, all of them, everyone coming out, it seemed like had like a life story that you were like, wow, I'm buying into the whole story. Right. Not just even the song or two. We knew who they were to the point that 50 and M both had biopic movies.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, Sean, let's get into some culture classics, shall we? Culture us up.
Shall we? Well, a couple of birthdays today, but I'll just say, speaking of your man Mike, Blanket, because remember we mentioned him yesterday.
Oh, it's Blanket's birthday?
Blanket's 22, but we aren't going into no Michael Jackson songs.
Blanket's 22?
Blanket's 22. That's crazy, right? But whose birthday it is also today is Nina Simone.
Ooh.
You know,
she was born in today in 1933. Born Eunice Kathleen Wayman. And Nina Simone, she got classics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the same thing as you. I mean, the same as you. You're right. It deals with America and the black and white problem, really.
Southern trees. Strange fruit.
Yeah, this is like a culture classic meets a black fact.
It feels all merged in, right?
And blood at
she would have been
this is such a powerful.
She would have been 91.
Yeah, Laura, it's
black bodies swinging in the southern breeze.
Civil rights activist, you know?
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
Good looking Aubrey and Nikki and Hot Rod Rick.
And shout out to all our Fox.
Peace.
Of the gallant South. Them big bulging eyes.
You know what that knocking fruit was, right?
Yes, I do, Sean. It would be hanging black bodies on trees.
That's right.
And I'm not going to lie, I know. I felt a way. It's so crazy. Kanye flipped it so brilliantly, mm-hmm. and I also felt such a way about him sampling this song for a song that was about like popping pills and nothingness. Right. I was always like, I mean, it was crazy. It was musically crazy.
Yeah,
but I was also like, I don't know. The song is so important.
So yeah,
the black and white problem, really.
Happy birthday and R.I.P. Nina tragic. Simone.
That is about
me. Okay. Yeah, beautiful and tragic song.
Who's this?
It's Timbaland
on production.
Is that Nicole Ray?
Nicole Ray.
It's Cats, Nicole
gonna know
Ray.
Everything.
Yeah. We lived this.
Woo! Good work.
Must I do to keep him loving me? All this love I give. That
this was a vibe at some point.
Got what you want. Got what you want. I got what you need.
Ooh. What's the name of this joint again? It's getting hot.
It's, make it hot.
Make it hot. Make it hot.
Make it hot. You know what else was a joint?
What's that?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Woo! Don't walk away, Jade.
Come on, fam.
I mean,
big BET.
This was big Running Man at the dance vibes. Big Running Man.
What kind of clothes did you have on? Some baggy pants, little button up?
Oh, man. Actually, Shawnee, I was probably wearing the super tight Guess jeans that I found at Marshall's. That I realized later were for girls, not for guys. They had the red triangle, not the green triangle. But I squeezed my ass in anyway.
I was
had
not,
to get the guests.
I was not at the function when this came out.
You were not?
No, I was in my room watching the video like, oh.
I was wanting to dance with girls and really just dancing in a circle with guys to dance.
You know what I mean? Classics.
Ultimate childhood bop right here. Ultimate. And all due respect, kind of an iconic one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but it really is.
Fire ting.
That I'd like to hear.
Yeah, you gotta turn this up. Who did this production?
No idea who produced Don't Walk Away.
That bass is hard, though.
Tell you right now, hold up. Pull up the Googles. Vassal Benford III and Ronald Spearman.
Thank you. Exactly. I did not know that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, those are great culture classics. It's time for the Guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shining Culture and Rosenberg. Vibes. And Laura, you know you're a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
All right. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite to shine the light. Shawnee Bernstein.
Indeed. Let us cleanse the energy.
All right, Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's out there. In need of the gurus. Look through your many emails.
There actually are a lot of emails these days, and I appreciate you guys for everyone we get. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com.
Sure.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Send your emails. In fact, I was about to take one from yesterday, but then I said, you know what? Let me look back, because there are people I've overlooked in the last few weeks who need to hear their stories told.
Sure.
Okay, okay.
People need help.
What you got?
As we jump on lily pads and Laura yawns in the middle of our segment, we will do our best. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Here we go. I have an issue and I need help. I'm in my late 30s. I've been with my husband for 15 years. We have beautiful children together and have built a solid life based on love, trust, and lots of fun memories. He is all I ever asked for in a partner. Funny, fun, hardworking, loves to party, does his part around the house and with the kids. He's a fantastic father, husband, and lover.
Mm. Great.
This man is honestly my soulmate, and we take such pride in our marriage. I've never cheated, and there is a super solid foundation of trust between us. But I have a problem, and it hasn't been getting easier. Mm. Oh, boy.
Always
I cannot stop fantasizing about a coworker.
What?
This coworker and I barely talk. We say hi in the hallways, maybe a total of 2 short convos about general things since meeting a year ago, and he is a whole married man. But I can't stop thinking about him sexually. I feel like there is some sexual tension between us when we do see each other for those short moments at work. We have never vocally flirted, but I do feel like we both definitely checked each other out. Well, we know you checked him out, that's for sure. Nothing has ever come of it. And I know I would never act on these fantasies because I could never risk my marriage and family. But every time I see him, my mind and other parts of me go wild.
My mind's telling me no.
No. And it isn't just at work. I think of him at all hours of the day.
See.
I feel like I'm being so disrespectful to my husband because I may be crushing on this person a bit. But part of me also thinks they're just fantasies in my mind. And I know I'd never let anything happen to put my relationship at risk. This has never happened before in my whole relationship with my husband, and it isn't like we're hitting a rocky point in our relationship. We've been great. But yeah, need to know, is fantasizing over someone over and over again normal when you're married in a committed relationship with no intention of stepping out? Please help. Is it normal to have this happen over the course of an entire relationship?
Right.
I believe yes.
15
it
years,
is.
It's all right. It's
fine.
All
right.
It happens.
But I think the fantasy is healthy.
Anybody can check out somebody else and have these feelings, right? But the only thing that is a bit, like, if she's telling me she's thinking about this person 24/7, then that's when it gets a little like, all right, maybe you need to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
She needs to... she needs to talk to somebody. I'm not saying she doesn't need some help on this, because she clearly does.
Right.
You know what you need to do? Let's play a little game.
Here we go.
The next time you fantasize about him and you find yourself getting lost in the fantasy, mm-hmm. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to play the fantasy out. Keep
probably
going.
Already did.
No, keep going though. Keep going. Go let it
go
finish.
Beyond
let
the sex.
Go beyond the sex. It's finished. You climaxed. It was everything you dreamed of.
Right.
Now keep going. Now what happens next?
Right. Now you come home and you're looking your husband in the eye.
And then a couple weeks later, you're like, oh my God, what did I do? And then either your husband finds your phone, or you're racking yourself with the guilt, or you keep having sex with the guy, and before you know it, you're bored of it, and you're like, wait, what did I do? I just fulfilled a fantasy, and now I've tainted my relationship for life. Play the whole thing out. It goes bad.
And the guy's like, I can't live without you. I'm mm-hmm. going to tell your husband all about our relationship.
I'm leaving my wife for you.
Yeah, or yes. That, or the other side. My wife found out. She kicked me out. It's you and me forever, right?
Right.
Yo,
right?
Almost every version. Let me tell you what version you're not going to... Your children find out. Wait, when mommy said she went out to see her friend, she really go boing boing?
She go
Is
boing,
that what
boing.
You want? You want your kids right. to think you went boing boing? Let me tell you what version's not going to happen. Yeah. There's not going to be some version that comes out where everyone's okay with it and goes, yo, man, I'm really, your husband goes, yo, I'm really glad you got your rocks off. I'm sure it was a great time. Let's just keep things moving.
Right.
That's not
going to
happen.
That's
so
a,
you
that's
know
a good
this.
Play. That's a good play there.
Yeah, I think I need to listen.
The fantasy is all right. The obsessing is not. You know
what
I mean?
What's your great quote, Johnny?
Love without responsibility feels amazing. You know what
okay,
I mean?
So I think, Rosenberg, you did a great job because she's focusing on that. Then the aftermath, not so amazing.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, it's real life. Yo, I get this. The other day, my wife and I literally had a conversation. She was like, yo, does it bum you out that you're never going to have sex with anyone again? Anyone new again? I was like, no, she said, does it make you sad or something? I said, no, it's a bummer, though. It is a bummer. People, new sex with new people is exciting. There is no doubt about it.
It's a whole vibe.
You have to play out what happens after, though, and how much you have with your partner.
Right. Where does this go?
Where does it go? Guess what it's like? Sex is like pizza. Yeah, some pizza's amazing. Some's pretty good. In the end, though, it is what it is, and you have a partner that you love. So you got to talk this through, play the whole thing out, and stop obsessing. You know what I mean?
If it gets too bad, she should see some professional help. Like seeing a therapist would help.
And if it gets too bad beyond that, if it really gets too bad beyond that and this job ain't that important, you might want to look for a new job. Cass is going to say, or screw it.
Oh, burn it down.
Burn no. It. She's not going to burn it down.
I thought it was burn it down.
Do not burn it down. No, think about your family and go back to what Rosenberg said at the beginning. Play it all out all the way through.
It's
after
not hot.
Love with our responsibility is amazing. Then what?
Yeah.
Word.
Exactly.
Hope this helps, my obsessive one.
Right.
hope we sent you in the right path, so say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We're not no weakness.
Send Laura a picture, by the way. She's curious.
She wants to know how hot this dude really is.
But he's got you thinking about it all day. Damn. Damn, Usher.
This Sunday on TV.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.